Colorado water managers, policy experts, and decision makers meeting here got some advice from a nearby state that was in our position last year, Texas. Mike Buley is with that state's Division of Emergency Management and headed response efforts to one of the worst droughts to hit the Lone Star State since the 1950s. It led to water rationing, ranchers being forced to sell off their cattle herds, wildfires. Sound familiar?
This is a problem for the Western United States. Everybody knows we built the West during a 25-year wet period. I heard someone say the other day, we haven't had normal rainfall in Texas in 15 years. I'm like, well, maybe that's not normal anymore.
Texas was first through the door, but Buley says not the last.
If you're in the Western United States, it's coming your way. That's just my opinion. It's my gut feeling. I have no scientific basis to say that, but it's coming. So how do we do this? How are we going to manage the unmanageable?
Plenty of climatologists meeting here do have the science to back Buley's hunch up, and he says managing the unimaginable would be best addressed if states would collaborate and pool more resources and expertise. He warned against waiting for the federal government to act, though this week the Obama administration did announce nearly $12 million in drought assistance to farmers and ranchers nationwide. State officials at the conference said Colorado's eastern plains, home to most of the state's farms, remained one of the most vulnerable areas to the prolonged drought. For KUNC, I'm Kirk Sigler.